Forest Products, From Woodland to Factory, by Charles Lathrop Pack and Tom Gill. Perhaps you think of lumber as being the main use that is made of trees. This article will tell you of the many other gifts that the forests make to us. Charles Lathrop Pack, one of the authors, is the president of the American Tree Association. In addition to a busy life as a banker, he has spent many years educating people to the great value of forests. Tom Gill is a forester and a writer on outdoor life. Lumber is only one of the many gifts the forests have to offer. Long before boards had ever been thought of, the early peoples of the world had learned to make use of many other products of the forest. In the tropics, they built their homes of palm leaves and made spears and arrows of the hard, heavy woods. Throughout the world, they had learned to hollow logs for canoes. It may be that with dry sticks, man first made fire his servant. From the leaves and bark and fruit of forest trees come many of the well-known medicines that man, through the long ages, has used to cure his ills. Even today, witch doctors and medicine men of the primitive tribes obtain most of their medical stores directly from the trees. Rubber, a highly important substance, was first secured from tapping trees discovered in the tropical forests of the Amazon, and the greater amount of chicle, used for making chewing gum, is bled from tall evergreen trees that grow in the dark jungles of Central America and southern Mexico. Two products of the forest, rosin and turpentine, were of service to man long before the making of paper from wood pulp, and even before the lumber industry was started. These forest products are called naval stores. In the United States, their main source is the sap of the longleaf pine and slash pines of the South. The name naval stores dates back to the time when this gummy sap was used to build and repair ships in the old days of wooden vessels. Today, the use of rosin and turpentine covers a much wider field than shipbuilding, but the name naval stores still remains. The business of manufacturing rosin and turpentine has become a most important industry, employing about 40,000 persons and each year turning out products to the value of $40 million.